Basically, I'm working as part of a team who's looking to really try and galvanise the student voice ahead of the general elections. And starting today is our university registration week. We're trying to encourage as many students as possible to register to vote in the general elections. Our target at the end of the week is 1,000, and if you get that, that'd be great. And let's just represent the students.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because I suppose as well, I've always found that students as well, really, some people are disenchanted with voting, I suppose, for the general election. So why do you think it's important that students should vote?
I mean, if you look at the stats from last year, 95% of over 65s registered to vote, compared to about 54% for our direct age group. So it's no surprise that when it comes to new politicians getting into power, it's not our voices that are being represented. We're not getting the change that we want. So it's a simple math that the more people we have registered from your demographic, the more change you can get. So if we want change, we need to register in registration week.
So is that what the aim of the campaign is then, to get more students to vote, not just here in Nottingham, I suppose, but wider?
Absolutely,
well?
Yeah. So students are actually in quite a unique position whereby obviously you live here in Lenton or in halls during term time, but you obviously have your addresses back home. It's a common misconception that you can only register to vote in one of your constituencies. Students are the only age group that can actually vote in their hometown and at university. So you have two votes compared to most people who only have one.
Oh, that's news to me. I had no idea about that. And how can the students actually go about voting?
There's lots of different ways. So we're actually running a registration roadshow this week that's starting Tuesday night in Lenton and Wortley. What we're basically doing is we're coming down with some iPads, some computers. You can register to vote then and there. It's open in Cripps on Wednesday and Heastie on the Thursday. All you'll need is your national insurance number and insurance ID, and you can do it then and there.
Oh, okay. So, but the thing is, I've heard as well that what's this about, an £80 fine for not registering?
Yeah.
What's that
so,
about?
If you've checked your mailboxes recently, you've probably received something in the post from the council telling you to vote and threatening an £80 fine. There is an £80 fine, but that's a long way down the line. Basically, for that to happen, you'll have been sent three more letters. Someone will come to your door in person. If you haven't registered by then, well, you're a bit of a plonker. But luckily, it's registration week this week, so as long as you sign up, there's nothing to worry about, and you can do that by going to registertovote.gov.uk or coming along to one of our roadshows. We're starting Register Nominate tonight, so there should be a lot of information going out on Facebook about how you can sign up.
Okay, great. So is that where people should look if they want to find out more, the Facebook page and the website you just mentioned?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Just go online. We'll be kicking off the Register Nominate tonight from the Carnival page, but if you go on the SU website or direct.gov, there's loads of stuff to find out there.
Are you working in partnership with other students' unions around the country, or is this just a Nottingham initiative?
So for the moment, it's a Nottingham initiative. On the 5th of February, ourselves, Nottingham Trent, and two other students' unions from colleges in the area are coming together to put forward a student manifesto to the candidates running in our local election. So it's a united front in the Nottingham area that will then contribute to the wider general election.
Can I just ask as well, are you going to be doing any events in Lenton or perhaps for students that aren't in first year in halls? Because it sounds like it's a little bit aimed towards students in halls.
So at the moment, we've got an off-campus team who are basically going to be going around Lenton doing a bit of door knocking. But essentially, this is what the social media push is all about. It's very difficult to kind of reach out to all of Lenton as a whole. So we're going via the online streams on Facebook and such to try and reach out to people.
I live in Beeston. Are you doing anything in Beeston?
We'll be have people going to Beeston. As I said, this is an off-campus team. They'll be door knocking. But again, I would encourage you to check out what's online.